So how come you never have to see the ETS if you're the average New Zealander? The reason is that firms trade permits on your behalf, and the cost of those permits is included in the price of the goods and services you buy. Now, in the end, you're the consumer. You're the one who decides what to purchase, whether it's a high emissions product or a greener alternative, whether it's a petrol vehicle or an EV. That decision is in your hands, but you're not the one who's trading permits. And the way that this ETS works, the way that it cuts emissions, is that the cost of permits is included in the price you pay, and that tilts the balance in favour of green alternatives. So because of the ETS, an electric vehicle is more attractive as a purchasing option than a petrol vehicle than it otherwise would be without the ETS. The way the ETS works is that it will simply tip the balance far enough so that, and right across the economy, not just for EVs, but right across the economy, it'll tip the balance far enough so that emissions come down within the cap in any one year, give or take, simplifying a little bit. Now, it's a dumb system in the sense that it doesn't know how or where emissions come down, but it's a feedback loop so that the price of permits is effectively bid up as high as it takes to get those emissions down. Now, as the price of permits goes up, the price of goods and services adjust accordingly. The highest emissions goods go up, and they keep going up until the point at which consumers change their behaviour and emissions come down. So we never have to see the ETS. It is the silent killer, as it were. You never actually have to see it, but that doesn't stop it working. In the end, it does its work through prices. You don't have to see it doing its work. You just react to the prices in front of you. And sooner or later, enough consumers will change their behaviour in response to prices to bring emissions down by enough to get emissions within a cap.